So how bifurcated is your path? I mean, the therapy, the social work, that end of you, and this part which creates these incredibly beautiful songs and goes out touring. Can you do both of them?
They actually are very nurturing to each other. In other words, I feel like the counseling part of it and working with people on how they manage their own internal personality conflicts, I do a lot of listening and reflecting. When I go out and perform, I do a lot of the same thing in a way in the opposite direction. I get to sing. I get to be on the stage and perform songs that deal with that. So to me, they both work well. And oftentimes early on when I was going back to get my master's in social work, not only was I encouraged by people in the audience who were social workers, but I also was questioned by people who said, "You're already doing social work in a sense with your music." And they weren't talking about the benefits. They were talking about the solace that the songs brought. I mean, blue, you have to look at when we joke about, do you just, you know, are they all about darkness? And, you know, we have to look about the fact that blues is a perfect example of people listen to the blues to feel better, and their songs about the blues. I think people listen to songs where we're looking at the darkness also to feel better. They don't feel so alone. They understand that this is basically the existential angst that everybody feels.
Yeah, and the comment you made there, they don't feel so alone. I think that's key to it. There's so much of what our society does now, which isolates us, disconnects us. Even as we're friends on Facebook, we still feel alone far too often. And so, yeah, your music does, it connects us with the experience of other people. It makes us know other people's hearts, which I think is crucial. So,